Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Are you blessed to be here today? Are you blessed to be here today? For the Bible said, this is the day that the Lord has made. You must be always rejoice and be glad in it. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you must show that strength in Jesus' mighty name. We don't want to be one of the seven churches that they said they are lukewarm. He said they are the cold church and there's a hot one. But in Revelation, he said, don't be a lukewarm. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I just want to stir up your spirit this morning. Can we be upstanding as we read the word of God? And then we would pray. So I'm reading this morning from the New King James Version, and we're reading from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. And if you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say, wait for me. But I shall not wait too long. And I read Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 9, verse 11 to 15. But Jesus came as high priest of the good things to come. And the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy places once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purity of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ, who through eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, cleansing your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, O God, as you told prophet Isaiah, that your word will come forth and return with no void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. We pray, O God, that we invite the Holy Spirit that can teach us in all truth as we meditate over your word, my Lord and my Father. For as you told Joshua, you said, let this word not depart from your mouth, that you shall meditate in it day and night, that you can have good success and prosper. Father, we thank you, God. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And all God people said, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the living God. Because he's alive and he's well today in Jesus' mighty name. I said he's alive and not only alive, he is well in Jesus' mighty name. Because your soul said, it is well in Jesus' mighty name. It is well with my soul in Jesus' mighty name. The topic today is good. What is good in dead works? It seems very, French in nature. What is good in dead works? If it is dead, it is dead. But there is something good. And it reminds me of the question that was asked. He said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And we can read about that in John 1. John chapter 1, verse 47. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in which or in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence thou comest? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou hast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said these things, I saw thee under the fig tree, believe thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. Jesus is the perfect work in Jesus' mighty name. And if you ask Peter, when he was trying to restore Peter, Peter said, but God, Messiah, you know all things. So why ask me then? But he know why. So what is good in dead works? In the books of Hebrews, the books of Hebrews consist of mainly three powerful team. One, the better high priest. One, the better high priest. Two, the better and new covenant in Jesus Christ. It is not the covenant of bulls and goats and sheep, but it is the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. And the third is a better high priest in his promises. That promises of yea and amen. That promises that we can stand upon and say, Lord, you have given the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe and I take possession of that promise that I can have life and live it more abundantly through Christ Jesus, who sacrificed himself on the cross so that I can come boldly. And I said, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of all unrighteousness. Make me holy and pure, looking unto the author and the finisher of Christ Jesus. And that is the sermon for today. I can say, bless you and sit down. Do you agree with me? No, I will continue. Three important messages in the book of Hebrews, and we will touch on those three briefly. But let's define what is dead work and what is good work. From the outside looking in, we cannot tell the difference between dead work and good work. They can look very much the same when we look at it outwardly. But God look at it inwardly because he see it the heart. They can be the same work, but they have different motive. What is the motive? In law school, they will tell you that if you have a murder case, you might forget what is the intention. In this case, we want to find out what is the motive. And if you want to know the Bible as it is, read Matthew 6:6. When the disciples asked how to pray, he said, you must pray with a motive. Not how the hypocrites prayed and babbled, but what is your intention and what is your motive? And once you have that right, I can tell you, you can stand upon the Lord thy God word, and you can pray, and he will answer your prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Because your motive is very clear. It is to give glory and praise to one and only one, that is Jesus Christ and him crucified. There is no other. There is no other God but him. And once we concentrate, once we put our focus, once our motive is clearer, that we are praying to our Father, that when he said, when you pray, you say, Abba Father, who art in heaven, because you create that intimate relationship with your Father. Where is that Father? It is not on earth, but that Father who is in heaven. He said, thy kingdom come, where on earth as it is in heaven. That is the perfect will of God. So what is your motive when you are praying? The Bible says dead work is only found in the book of Hebrews. So what does dead work mean? Dead work means that you are working out to be righteous with unbelief. That you are already made righteous by Christ without your own work. Unbelief. You're being self-centered. You're being self-motivated. Everything is about me, I. Nothing about we in Christ Jesus. It is written in Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without a spot of God, cleanse your consciences from dead work to serve. You hear me? To serve the living God. Sometimes you get the understanding that when I appear before the throne of grace, we would not be appearing to answer for our sins, but we would be appearing to answer for our services in Jesus' mighty name. Let us provide service to the Lord in Jesus' mighty name, because our sins will be forgiven. When you appear before the Lord in person, you shall be appearing about your services that you have rendered whilst you walk the face of this earth in Jesus' mighty name. I pray none shall be wanting in Jesus' mighty name. He said, your service to the living God. Paul told the Christian Jews that they need not obey the earthly ritual to get forgiveness of God, so that they could be righteous because Christ is the substance. He's the only true righteous one. While he's sanctified with the tabernacle, serve as a copy and a shadow. The earthly priest services is to show them that Christ will. And it's only the will of God that shall prevail in Jesus' mighty name. Therefore, Paul in Hebrews 9:14 said, that the blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful and can do what the blood of bulls and goats cannot do. because it can remove your sin in Jesus' mighty name. It can make you reach eternity in Jesus' mighty name. It is the blood that was shed on Calvary cross. It is not the blood of the old covenant where the high priest, he would appear once per year and atone for the sins of his people, but it is the blood of the sacrificial lamb that can cleanse you of all unrighteousness. We thank God that we have that blood that is speaking for us in Jesus' mighty name. That blood that is working for us in Jesus' mighty name. That blood that is sanctifying in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ, it speaketh louder than the blood of Abel in Jesus' mighty name. So he told the Christian Jews, stop all the rituals. Stop all the rituals. This is not the old covenant. This is the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. The offering of the blood of the bulls and goats is considered dead works. The offering of the blood of bull, goat, sheep can be considered dead work, because I have life now in Jesus Christ. And it's that sacrificial lamb, that blood that is working, that is a good work in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, say aloud, amen. That blood shall work for you in Jesus' mighty name. Not those dead things. Jesus Christ is not involved in dead things, but he's alive and well, sitting on the throne, interceding for me and you. Once you call upon that name, he said, all that call upon the name of the Lord can be saved and delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever your sickness, delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever healing, you will be delivered in Jesus' mighty name. By the blood of the sacrificial lamb, that blood would protect, that blood would direct, that blood would prevent, that blood would lead us to redemption in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ. Not believing and already righteous. That is the good and perfect gift that we have in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever you do, make sure that there is rest and you feel at peace. Because it is that peace of God that surpasses all understanding that will guide you in all truth. That is the peace. That is the rest. He said, all who are heavily laden, come unto me, because he cares for you. Once you have that peace, once you have that rest, you know that your motive is clear. And he would answer you in Jesus' mighty name. If you do not have good works, then your works are dead. It is written in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. It is about him and him alone to do what pleases him and him alone. My Bible tells me he's a jealous God. He did not share his love with no man. So what he pleases, he does in Jesus' mighty name. If God wants you to do anything, he shall call you to your ministry. He shall call you to that gift that he had given. And if you want to know about the gift that God has given to you, check in Galatians chapter 5. You have the gift, oh Lord. There are five gifts that he has given to you. You have the gift of apostle. You have the gift of prophet. You have the gift of a teacher. You have the gift of evangelist. You have the gift of a preacher, a pastor, in Jesus' mighty name. If he call you, he shall confirm you. He shall do what is necessary. He shall give you the desire of his heart and the ability to fulfill the task without any self-effort. That's why we call upon the Holy Spirit in all our bubble. He said, if you don't know how to pray, just seek my face and ask, knock, and I shall be given to you. The Holy Spirit shall make utterances for you in Jesus' mighty name. Any work that is of our own effort is dead work. And quickly, let us look at what is good work in Jesus' mighty name. The good work is when we do the will of God as a response to his love, to his grace, to his mercy and truth, and a new identity of righteousness in Jesus Christ. We have the new identity in that covenant of Jesus Christ that we are standing here, that his grace and his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness in Jesus' mighty name. That is the new covenant that we are standing on. It is not the old covenant of God's blood and blood, but it is the new covenant of Jesus Christ and his sacrificial lamb, the blood that was shed on Calvary cross. That is the covenant of good works in Jesus' mighty name. In our new covenant with God, grace is the ruling factor. He said, if it was for Moses, if it was for the law of Moses, we would have all dead. But thank God for Jesus Christ, who brought grace and truth, who got mercies that we can truth to the word, that when we look to that careful grace of mercy, we can obtain grace in a time of need. Father, we thank you, oh God, for sending your only begotten Son so that we can have life and live it more abundantly in Christ Jesus. Amen. We can live it more abundantly in Christ Jesus. In John chapter 1 verse 17, for the law given to Moses, but grace and truth cometh by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. And the law, truth is the law. But grace is that godly ability, that divine influence which work in the heart of man, making him able. He is able, more than able, to conquer any fears that come his way, because God is able. I am telling you today, our God is able. He is able. He is able. He will continue to be able in Jesus' mighty name. They've fallen from, we often hear this term, you have fallen from grace. But falling from grace does not mean that someone has fallen from sin. Rather, it means that they no longer have access to God's ability in them. Don't be a falling hero. They have left with grace and they are fixed of the truth alone. And they try to do works in their own ability. That is dead works. But what if their cares and they put their trust in the Lord thy God, and their motive is clear, like the blood that is clear, that is washed away you whiter than snow, then that is good work in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that we shall do good work in Jesus' mighty name. But what about attending church? Can it be good or bad work? Reading the Bible, can it be good or bad work? Telling others about Jesus, can it be good or bad work? What is your motive behind it? What is that intent? Is it to glorify God? It is good work. It is for self-gratification? It is bad work. Let this be in Jesus' mighty name. The good news in Jesus' mighty name. We shall be the new good news in Jesus' mighty name. Whenever it comes from the heart, it shall be good news in Jesus' mighty name. He said, go into all the world and preach the good news, converting them, turning them, baptizing them by the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is the good news. The good news is Christ and him crucified. He is coming back, and the dead in Christ shall rise and be caught up with him. That is the good news. The good news is about eternity. Who are you living for today? I am living for to see my maker, so that he can say, well done, good and faithful servant, in Jesus' mighty name. We all want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, he said, apart from God in Christ, all my righteousness is but filthy rags, defiled and unclean. Apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, my conscience and my hands are unclean, and my worship and works are dead. But in Christ, not only am I made alive, so are my work in Jesus' mighty name. But in Christ, so are my work made perfect in Jesus' mighty name. We already asked, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. That should be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. When he said there were three instances in which Jesus he encountered the dead in the Bible, and it tells me that whenever he encountered the dead, he bring them alive in Jesus' mighty name, because he's not a dead God. He's alive and he's well in Jesus' mighty name. And if you want to read about it, in each case, look at the dead that he brought forth. He raised the son of the widow, and in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17, he raised Jairus' daughter in Luke chapter 8, verse 41, 42, 49, and 56. He raised his friend Lazarus when he said, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus came forth in Jesus' mighty name. And we can read that in John chapter 11, verse 1 to 44. When Jesus touched the dead make themselves alive. Every living thing shall live in Jesus' mighty name. Every dead thing in your life is coming alive in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it, declare it upon your life, for we shall not die, but we shall live to proclaim the goodness of the Lord thy God in the land of the living. That is your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever he touched, it became alive. It is alive with you. In Jesus' mighty name, let there be no dead work, but let there be good work in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God because he's a good God. He's a covenant-keeping God. And I said there were three things that we need to understand of the book of Hebrews. Is one, he's the most high priest. He is the better high priest. Two, he's the new covenant. And three, we have that promises. That promise of everlasting life. Once you look upon the name of the Lord, once you call upon the name of the Lord, all can be saved. Are you calling upon the name of the Lord today so that you can be saved? Do you know, and are you convinced in your heart that you are saved? So that when that time comes, when that rapture happens, you will not be caught wanting. But you can approach the throne of grace boldly, so that you can receive mercy and grace in a time of need. May God bless his holy word. Can we be standing? Quickly, we will pray. Let that blood work in you today. It is not the blood of goats and bulls and calves, but it's the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood that can cleanse you of unrighteousness. That blood that can set the captive free. That blood that can deliver you. That blood that can make you do the good works and not dead work in Jesus' mighty name. Let that blood, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is healing in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is your heart desire, just call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved today. Father, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify your name. We thank you, God, for that holy sacrificial lamb, for sending your only begotten son that died on the cross, that shed his blood so that mankind's sin can be forgiven. Father, we stand on the promises of today, my Lord and my Father, praying and believing that we are cleansed of all unrighteousness, that we are delivered, oh God, that we are healed, and that we are set free. And who the Lord set free is free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And God, people say, amen, amen, amen. The blood, 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 the blood that quickened our spirit, that raised Christ from the dead. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And all of God, people say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.